Mario! Welcome to Reactivators, the podcast where we review video games from inside video games. Oh, we got another wonderful episode for you today, folks. We certainly do. An episode full of showmanship, musicianship, rock stardom. I'm your host, the Cod King Nick Banana Costanza. I just want to address the rumors right now. I am not, nor have I ever been, the Drone Master. That character, which is really taking hold of the dark web on the internet, is from Helldivers 2, the video game. He does nothing to do with me at all. Just want to put that to bed. Anyway, joining me as always, my fearless co-host, the Moss Man, Baby Ty Lord, Schnipples.
When you did the intro, were you also doing sort of the drums with your mouth?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. No, Drone Master's been a character on the show. Sounds a lot like a lot of other characters, and you're sure that's not you, even though your screen on Zoom says Drone Master.
What? It does? No, it doesn't. Yeah. No way. How do I change that?
Yeah, well, so you admit it does.
Somebody must have hacked me. This is the kind of thing the Drone Master would do. I don't know if you saw, Tyler, there were some TikToks going around this weekend about this guy.
I didn't see, no.
They were, oh my gosh, they showed up on a random user's account. Looks like their name was at Kick Nastanza. Lots of videos about how the Drone Master is real and he is cool and people want to kiss him. Yeah.
Don't go that far, huh?
There were comments on there like, are you the Drone Master? This one says, grow up.
And who is that from? That couldn't have been me. It sounds like something I might say.
I cringed a little bit. That actually wasn't a Drone Master, but that was another one of this mysterious user's videos got that comment. Yeah, it's crazy. It's just crazy on the internet these days.
Yeah, I guess it's crazy on the internet these days.
Enough about the internet, though. Baby Tylord, how's games?
I'm a broken record, man. I'm doing Elden Ring still.
Wiki word?
Yes.
Broken record.
Oh, that it sounded exactly like one. I don't know why I didn't recognize that. Elden Ring is very good, in my opinion, now. It used to be the other way, of course.
Hey, can I just... I'm sorry to jump in here, but I feel like this is a thing that's kind of been like going around. It's not just you, so I don't want it to seem like you're the problem, but like I am actually good at voices, and my voices don't all sound like exactly the same person. So
you don't think so?
No, I think they sound pretty different from each other.
Okay. You know, that whatever you need. Anyways, Elden Ring.
And it's not just you, so you don't need to feel attacked by that. Like other people, I've been doing it.
I did. If it was an attack, even if it was, not saying it was, didn't faze me one bit.
Cool.
I got to I'm in the snow part now. The Mountain of the Giants.
I didn't even know that there was one.
Yeah, it's intense there. A little underwhelmed. My friend in the Discord, Stony Tree. We're gonna play online together soon.
Oh yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
And I don't know if I mentioned it on this pod yet. I did the Bard Band with my friends. Nick Sahoya, past guest of the show, my roommate, and my upstairs neighbor
To Bard Band?
in Baldur's Gate 3.
What did you do?
We all created characters that are bards, stripped down to our underwear. We all chose different instruments, and we were running around doing the campaign as a bard band.
Wow, if I forgot that you told me that, there's something wrong with me.
So we are four of the most annoying characters ever.
What races are you guys?
Well, I'm of course a sexy wood elf.
Nice.
Glenn
Wait, but
Guitar.
lady elf or boy elf?
Boy elf.
Cool.
I think Jachi is a tiefling.
I got a wood elf fact for you. This is really good. You know, Legolas is sometimes called Legolas Greenleaf. Well, Legolas actually means Greenleaf. So if you say that, you're saying Greenleaf, Greenleaf.
That's pretty cool. I like it. I keep seeing Lord of the Rings behind the scenes stuff on TikTok now.
Oh, those videos are great.
Yeah, the body doubles and
Oh yeah, there is one where two of them do kind of like an Indian accent that's maybe a little weird, but they're really, it seems so kind, you know?
yeah. I think so.
It's bad, but they're not trying to be mean. That's all I can say.
I accidentally killed Lazelle in the bard band.
What? When she's in the cage?
Yeah, somebody shot and freed her, and then my arrow went right after that on accident, and it hit her, and there was no stopping it.
Oh
No
no.
scum saves for us. We're going straight through.
Oh my gosh. I can I Are Dark Urge spoilers still under wraps? Probably, right? I feel like at this point you should know, but you haven't played that kind of file yet, have you?
No.
Okay. I'm not gonna say what I gotta say, but let's just say Lazelle, better luck next time, baby.
Well, I know exactly what that means then, but
Hey! Nah, it's nothing. It just, that wasn't even really a spoiler.
okay.
Tyler, ask me how's games.
How's games?
Games is good. Thank you for asking. I'm into games, a comedy show. Just a little shout out. Tyler and I were on this week's Video Games, a Comedy Show. That was fun, right?
Was a good one.
It was fun. And for anybody who is scared of the length, it's shorter than normal.
Who's scared of the length?
I know what at least one listener of this show has been like, I want to listen to more of it, but it's so long. And I can tell you that this was like maybe the shortest one I've done because we decided, Tyler and I, we're going to get all our jokes in as fast as possible so that there's nowhere else for the show to go.
Yeah, I guess we did decide that.
Tyler, I don't know what I'm talking about. But that was a great episode. We had our buddy Charlie Mihalik on.
Yeah.
Charlie. Great guy.
Yeah, get him back on the show.
Yeah. No.
No.
No, of course he's welcome. What am I playing? What am I playing? What am I playing? I started streaming some Helldivers 2. I was trying to play that by myself. Friendly fire is a big part of these games. So I accidentally shot a teammate. And then they kicked me from the game right before the end of it, and I was so mad.
Why did you shoot him on purpose?
Actually, this is what I do because like the whole you do these missions, you're shooting bugs or robots, and then you try to like evac off the planet. You get in a drop ship that flies you away, but people love to like get a nuclear bomb and throw it at the drop ship, and then everybody jumps in. So right as it starts to fly away and you're safe, there's like an explosion that goes off. And I very much mistimed that and killed two of my guys. And then afterwards, they hugged me, which is an emote that you can do. And they let me play another one, and then the same thing happened, and they kicked me.
You gotta make friends somehow, man. You can't keep doing this.
I'm trying. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Well, you're killing your teammates, but.
Wait, Tyler. It's funny.
To who? You, only you?
Probably primarily me, but I assume they're laughing.
Yeah, I guess if they hugged you.
They did. That's my favorite emote. You can like just hold your arms out and then somebody else has to come in and they hug you, but also you can be holding your arms out and then you can just like check your watch. So I like to do that too if they're making me take a minute.
You gotta make friends somehow. You can't be using the look at watch emote.
I only have so much time.
I'm getting a lot of emotes in Elden Ring, let me tell you that.
Like what?
Some
Are
sexy
they
ones.
cool?
Yeah.
Sexy how?
Like I can lay on the ground sexy.
Really?
It's pretty funny to have
That's
my guy
funny.
with a pot on his head do that. A jar, excuse me.
Can't get it right.
I did a side quest, by the way, Nick. Saddest thing I've ever seen in a video. Saddest thing I've ever seen.
Really, the saddest thing?
No, it was pretty depressing though. I completed a whole side quest for those who know. It's the Rannies, the Witch Rannies side quest. Sad
Oh,
stuff.
yeah. The Ranny Zeezees.
Yeah. Do you want to know how it ends?
Yeah, tell me.
She rides the rubble.
Oh, and then she becomes the spokesperson for Buffalo Wild Wings, I think.
For a little while, she does, but
Maybe I should play this game for real. I always say that, but like it seems like there's so much depth in it.
yeah, at least if not only just to see Blind Wolf doing his tight 10 at the comedy store.
Tyler, you got any beefs with any stand-ups right now you want to talk
Huh.
about?
Yeah, I'm sure they exist. Do I want to talk about them? I guess we'll do them as they come up.
Okay, cool. Did you hear about Luigi's no half hour?
He's got a new
It's
half hour.
yeah,
Comedy
yeah.
Central or no? Or Netflix?
It's Comedy Central.
Really?
But Netflix wants the rights already. Honestly, I saw it. There's some problematic stuff in it.
Really? What's the gist?
He's making fun of Mario for not wanting to eat mushrooms in the movie. And hey, dude, I
What?
know it's like it might sound kind of funny from like a shock value perspective, but you really shouldn't laugh at that.
Okay, oh sorry. Yeah, I just sort of like fucked up shit.
Yeah, I know. You sick freak. But he makes fun of him, and then the punchline is basically Mario's like, but it's an allergy, and Luigi's like, get more alpha. And he does
Right.
some real Andrew Tate stuff.
He says no safe spaces.
He says no safe spaces. You beta cuck.
Wow, Luigi said that? That we all thought he was nice.
I know. I just hate when somebody's persona isn't who they really are. I thought he was a weakling, coward, loser.
Yeah.
I related to that.
What it's he doesn't believe in allergies.
He doesn't believe it. He doesn't think it's real. He thinks if you drink lime juice and have a turmeric shot, you can get over anything.
Wow. Was he Christina Pajitsky?
That's a Peach's real name.
It's not. Is it?
Is. It is. I'm telling you, she was there at the taping. She laughed at every single one of his jokes.
What the heck? So you're telling me Mario's real name is Tom Segura?
That's right.
What the hell?
We're learning a lot today, folks, but we got to get to it. We have a couple of fantastic returning guests. Tyler and Nick, welcome back.
Hey.
Hi.
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 Wow. Here we are. We're gonna do these a little more often.
Yeah.
Just the two of us and our
Just
guests,
the
Nick and
two of
Tyler.
us. Yeah, there's four of us. We like never do episodes just the two of us, do we? It's always like the four of us.
So it was the four of us.
Weird.
The two problematic ones and the two regular ones.
Guess what you're which? Both Nicks are the non-problematic ones.
No, that's not, no.
We have fun. We just want to hang out and we want to chat a little bit later in the show. We're going to talk about a video game that has a very special place in my heart, and maybe a little about an experience that bonded Tyler and I together last night.
Yeah.
That's so the only tease you're going to get.
And if we got married
We did. Yes.
by Elvis. Is he featured in Guitar Hero?
I think Elvis probably in it, right? Like
Hey
Austin
man, let's do
Butler.
Mr. Brightside.
I'm not gonna do the famous Elvis Harkonnen bit from the Doughboys, even though I
Do
did
you
kind of think
know?
of it first.
Do you know this? Me and
Tell
Brent
me.
were doing that. Me and Brent were doing that. Brent Flyberg, past guest of the show, someone I work with. We were doing this a while ago. And then all of a sudden, we hear the Doughboys doing it. My friend Nick over there?
Did wait me?
No.
Oh, okay. Did he overhear you?
He must have, because I, of course, work at Boudin Bakery in San
Yes.
Francisco, live in Los Angeles, do farmers markets. Brent may have seen a one Austin Butler.
In person?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
This is a certain farmers market I do for Boudin Bakery. Shift. I shift. And he was there. I didn't see him. But ever since then, Brent and I have had this sort of joke where we say things that customers will generally say at the farmer's market, but like Austin Butler doing Elvis. Hey, man, you got any baguettes left back there? No, we're sold out. What are those? And we'll have like a thing of pre-orders. What are
Yeah.
those? What are those, little mama? And then we'll say those are pre-orders. And then of course Dune comes out. Hi, man. We do that.
Paul Atreides, little
Little mama. Little Mama is the funniest part of an Elvis impression, I think.
It's very funny. It's like it's Elvis, it's Johnny Bravo, it's everything we love.
Yeah.
Wow. So the Doughboys stole from us.
Yeah, I'm going on record saying that.
Wow.
No, I'm
Yikes.
joking. Come on.
Oh.
It's a bit I'm sure everyone around the country is doing.
Yeah. Probably not. Those bits start in LA. They start at a place of hyper concentration.
Yeah,
He
not
was
New York.
obviously created at a farmer's market, possibly in the Bay.
Yeah, in the Bay Area.
Where we live, I live there
You
too.
live there too? Cool.
Yeah. Wow. That's nuts. And Tyler, I have to get to my first segment. This is a little different. I know you probably expected me to talk about the very famous original mysterious character, the Drone Master, but I'm not.
Great. I would be upset if you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see. Where's the intro from this segment?
Don't know that there ever has been one.
I put one down. Hang on. Whoa. Did you plug in my reactivator?
No, we're not in the same room.
You didn't come over, you didn't drive 20 miles over to my apartment and plug in my
No, I didn't.
reactivator?
No, I didn't do that.
Oh, it's turning on. Something's coming out of it. Skva, it's me, Lazelle, from Baldur's Gate.
Whoa.
Whoa, Lazelle? Skva, the gate kept all affects my brain.
That's not okay,
Oh,
cool.
gee. I must find Yankee Crash.
Yeah, I know all about this stuff.
Squaw.
Yep.
Tell me, or I will cleave you in twain with my long sword.
Wow, I didn't expect you to come on and threaten me. I sort of assumed you had something you wanted to say. You just want to know where the stuff in the game is?
Squaw. The cake.
The cake?
Sorry, I'm holding up a piece of cake under her nose.
Oh.
Thought it might calm her down. This is because Nick said he would play a cameo from me on Video Games, a comedy show, and he never did. Oh, shoot. I'm
Oh,
sorry.
Nick.
I'm sorry. I was really into the Drone Master thing when we did that episode, and so I played cameos from him instead.
Well, here's the thing. Jeremy from Video Games, a comedy show, the one who hosts it, doesn't like Baldur's Gate. He ref
Squaw!
yeah. Yes. He would have hated your appearance, I think.
You must be infected with the gate.
What?
I must get Queen Vlakith to bring her army of red dragons to his house.
You, oh no, I don't want him dead.
I will eviscerate him, rend his spine from his body.
Nick, you gotta do something. She's gonna murder Jeremy.
Cake, I got some cake for you, Lazelle. It's vanilla with strawberry frosting. Oh, Tyler,
Yeah.
I think I just rolled a nat 20.
Did you?
Today, cake soothes my soul.
She said cake.
Tyler,
Yeah.
do you still love me?
Yeah, baby.
You're my battle companion. You punched me, and I punched you.
Yeah. Oh, what's that? Sorry, I'm getting a phone call.
Bone? Who is it?
Hey, babe.
Squaw! He is cheating on me. I must report back to Queen Vlakith.
Yeah, I know the minifig's coming soon. The minifig I got of you so I can see you always.
She bought a Lego figure
No, it's not a Lego. No, not the Lego. I didn't buy a Lego figure for, of you. It's a miniature. The ones that you like paint.
Oh, like a Games Workshop one.
Yeah, like a Games Workshop thing. Yeah. Okay, bye, Karlak.
Who was that?
No one.
I rolled a nat 20 when I mean a one when I tried to listen to the
And
conversation.
that one.
Yes.
Well, it was no one.
Ah, Stva, I must go. I am needed in other realms. I love you, Ty Lord.
See ya.
Whoa. Aw, she
Whoa.
took my piece of cake.
That's okay, I think.
Oh. Oh my gosh. Well,
Cake.
What?
Cake.
Listen, sorry, Tyler, I couldn't find my segment, so I guess I'm not gonna do one today.
That's fine with me. Okay, well, here's my segment. It's of course called The Price is Fight. I've been buying miniatures of Baldur's Gate, folks.
Oh, is this for real?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I talked about this recently on another Price is Fight, and I made you guess how much the minifigure of, but they keep saying they're on their way, and they're not frigging here.
How long has it been?
2 weeks.
4 weeks.
What's that
Total
for?
Recall.
Oh.
That's kind of like a video game.
In a way.
Wow. Where'd you order it from? Amazon?
Etsy.
Etsy.
Because they had some pr they had like they have all of them on there. There's just sellers that like 3D print them, you know?
Right.
And they have a lot of not safe for work ones.
Really?
Yeah. Ones that I was straight up like, oh, well, I'll get one because I'm of course got one so my roommate can have her respective girlfriend, Shadowheart. And I go to buy it, size changes its size. How much do you think a 75 millimeter one is?
75 millimeter.
Millimeter.
$10.
20. And how much do you think the not safe for work style is?
25.
Nope, same quant same price.
That's a pretty good deal.
I may have done this bit already, but
I think we did. Now it's coming back to me.
yeah, and now I, because yeah, and then I do the Karlach one I got for myself. They do have three not safe for work options, and one of them you can give her a third horn, if you know what I mean. And but I just got
I
the
don't.
I went tasteful and I got just topless.
Oh, that's sweet. I actually want to ask you
Yeah.
crisis fight of my own.
Great.
The Lego Corporation has just unveiled a Dungeons and Dragons set. Did
Oh,
you see
really?
this?
No, I don't pay attention to Legos, but
Oh my gosh, everybody loves Legos. They're so cool. Let me send you a link to this freaking thing. Oh wait, I shouldn't do it yet because I want you to guess the price first. How much do you think a Lord of the Rings Dungeons and Dragons set costs? I'm going to give you some specs on it because it is a little bit different than a normal set. They actually have four different protagonists to choose from. This is very cool. They got an orc rogue, a dwarf cleric, gnome fighter, and an elf wizard.
a gnome fighter?
Yeah,
That's cool.
pretty cool. They got an owl bear. The set is called Dungeons and Dragons Red Dragon's Tale, and this is probably the coolest part of it. There's a couple other characters. It's a giant dragon, and you can play D&D. It comes with a campaign,
Oh, cool.
so you can build it and play it. How much do you think this freaking thing goes for?
120.
Gonna give you another chance because you're low.
Really?
Yeah.
250.
Tyler, the set costs
Oh my
$360.
God.
It's way too much. I don't even think I could justify it.
No.
As much as I want to. It does look cool, but honestly, like the Lord of the Rings Rivendell set is a little bit better.
I'm
I and
sure.
some of the like animals, the owl bear and the displacer beast, they just don't look great.
Don't like the owl bear. He looks like shit as a Lego.
Yeah.
I believe that a lot,
In
most things
Baldur's
do.
Gate. No, they look great. Most of them look great. It just takes a little more effort. Baldur's Gate 3, that owlbear is so incredibly cute.
Yeah, I love that owlbear.
Yeah, it was really sad when it accidentally died.
And he talks like this.
Huh?
Have you ever heard the owlbear's voice?
I thought he had a little kid voice. Oh, wait a minute. I remember now. You're right.
He talks like this. Oh,
Yeah.
God. Oh, thank you for saving me. Sort of like the other lady in this game who's made of gold, and she talks like this. Gold! Gold!
You can make her explode.
Yeah, you can. It's pretty cool, and she
That's
explodes gold
fun.
everywhere.
She does. And I picked up every piece.
Me too.
Have you ever
Gold.
had have you ever had a girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What's that like?
What is this question?
It's a joke.
Oh, it's fine. Nice to have
Like
a companion.
she liked you.
Yeah, she liked me. There's been multiple, I should say that.
Okay. Was one of them the Haim sisters?
Was one of them the Haim sisters? No.
Okay.
Why?
I just
Because
feel
I
like
like
we're
licorice pizza?
Yeah, because it's your favorite movie. Freak. Now I liked it, but I mean, it was obviously a romance. Why do you say it wasn't a romance? It was.
What? Who said that?
The director's like, it's not a romance. It freaking ends on a kiss.
Yeah, it's a romance. I think,
Right?
yeah. PTA, I think, is trolling.
He's trolling. Are you excited for Deadpool 3?
No. Why did you ask if Alana Haim was my.
Oh, you had a crush on her one time.
Listen, I loved the movie. Great performance. Had a crush on her in the movie.
Right.
Do I see her every now and again out in public? More than I thought I would.
In like 2 months, it's going to be revealed that she and Tyler have been secretly dating for 3 years.
I wish. That won't be happening, unfortunately.
I heard that Luigi didn't even get on Harold Knight.
Are you kidding? Well, it's probably because of all the I think he turned to stand up because of it, right?
He did. Because he tried to do some of his mushroom set at his callback. He did get one.
He did get one.
I mean, he's funny and he's got a lot of look, he's got never mind.
Smart choice.
But I saw him walking his dog the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say? You say anything, do you?
He's like, hey man, don't take pictures. Don't take pictures.
That's weird. You know him. You've
I
played so
know.
many of those games.
He was in my Harold callback too.
No, you've seen your callback as well.
Yeah, he was funny sometimes. Tyler, are we still in your segment?
No, jacking out.
Okay. That was a good one.
Should talk about toys.
We did. I like toys. You
Me
like
too.
toys?
Yep, I got some new toys myself recently.
Oh,
Some anime
yeah.
shorts.
Shorts aren't toys.
To me, they are. They came and they were swim trunks. I was like, I guess that's a toy.
Do you play with them?
In the water. I'm wearing them right now, Nick. You want to see them?
Yeah.
Says Evangelion.
That is so cool.
Thanks.
That's going on TikTok.
You think?
I think so. And I know a
Whatever,
lot of
dude.
people, since I rejoined it, were saying they should change it to Nick Talk. I don't think that's the case.
No, don't do that.
I think TikTok makes more sense.
Yeah, it's like a clock. Nick Talk is you trapped in a clock, I guess.
Nick Talk is more like this podcast.
I guess you're right. I don't know. I don't like that I laughed at it.
You only have yourself to blame, Tyler. We are going to go to a quick break. The heck, it's break time already?
It's yeah, half an hour in.
We have a huge event to talk about. Two events, really. We're going to talk all about Guitar Hero 3, Legends of Rock, and maybe some Legends of Rock were seen last night. We'll be right back. Bye.
Would you kindly pick up that shortwave radio?
I sure don't want to, but I will.
I'm Atlas, and I aim to keep you alive by telling you about Super NPC Radio's upcoming Bioshock Games Club series, only at patreon.com/supernpcradio. Would you kindly do that?
I didn't want to listen to an entertaining and funny Games Club series about the original Bioshock before, but now I simply must.
Would you kindly listen to the Games Club? It's available at the $5 DJ Toad tier with new episodes every Friday.
Weird. The more this guy asks us to do stuff, the more I want to do it. Same. I might have to subscribe at the $5 DJ Toad tier at patreon.com/supernpcradio after all. Look, it's our friend Otacon.
Sure, Mr. Atlas. I'll piss myself, but only because you asked me specifically to do so.
I didn't ask you to piss yourself.
Guitar Hero 3 Legends of Rock is a rhythm game released in 2007. I played it on the Wii, but it was on other consoles as well. Oh, Tyler. This is one of my favorite games of all freaking time.
It's a good one.
This game, this is the game that made me go from the Wii is cool to, oh, the Wii is Wii-underful.
Wow. Spoken like the Queeped Keeper himself.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen him in around in a minute.
It's probably for the best at the moment, but
he got canceled.
He's also had some viral stand-up clips going around. Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's just, I think he's funny, but he's too mean to hecklers.
Yeah, and it's like the same stuff to the hecklers every time.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to pull you under the bed.
Yeah. And then when immediately when somebody goes, what do you mean by that? He has no response.
I think stand-up should take an improv class just to be able to, you know, liven up on your feet a little bit. That's a personal take.
I remember some guy who did stand-up asked me after one of his UCB classes in like 2017, 2018. He goes, does improv, you tell me this, improv make you better at crowd work? And I said, no, you have to be good at it. And I stand by that.
That's true. And that man, John Mulaney.
John Mulaney, yeah.
Guitar Hero 3, I bought this game right when it came out. I loved it. The coolest thing about this game is that you could get the Guitar Hero controller, and on the Wii edition, you actually put your Wii into the controller.
What?
Like a nunchuck attachment. You slotted it into the remote, and then the remote slid into the front of the controller. It was seriously so cool.
I think my brother had this. I would play it on the PS2.
Also cool, but that's just more like a controller.
Yeah, but I think he got one once I moved out after high school.
Guitar Hero 3 was famous because the poster had Slash on the cover, and Slash appears as a boss and a playable character. As well as Tom Morello. I'm a huge Rage Against the Machine fan. I think if that's not podcast lore, it should be. So that's cool.
I am, of course, a huge hater of Slash.
But a top hat.
It's mostly the top hat. I say, that's Mark Boland's thing from T-Rex. You stole it!
I feel like I could see you wearing a top hat.
Fuck you!
No, in a nice way.
How dare you?
Like a purple one, like Willy Wonka would wear.
No!
Slash feels, and Guns N' Roses in general, feel like the kind of music that you would hate to me.
Yeah, I don't. It's not my thing.
What do you think about Rage?
You're in the jungle, baby.
What do I think about Rage? Good.
Really?
Yeah, they're fine. Do I like what was the hardcore band Tom Morello was in before that? I like that too.
Oh, what was that band called? I knew this at one point. It's called Audio Slave.
That's
the follow-up one. I kind of like them too. It was like it was a little bit of a different thing.
Or it's not Tom Morello, is it? What's the Rage?
Zach De La Roca, Ripcho. Let's take some time and Google this. He was in is it Inside Out?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah,
Inside Out's pretty sick.
Yeah, it's my favorite Pixar movie.
It's a good, they're a hardcore band, Nick. Did that ring a bell to you at all?
No, not at all, actually. I was thinking of, I did used to listen to Tom Morello's first band, but I don't think they were hardcore. Have I told my Zach De La Rocha Postmate delivery story here before?
You have.
Yeah, I thought so. But it was cool. He seemed like a good guy. He tipped me. He didn't yell at me.
Why didn't you like my cue?
What?
When I said, when I was trying to talk about Inside Out, I say, wow, a hardcore band.
Oh, you did cue me up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I wasn't sure if we were supposed to talk about it yet.
Yeah, why not?
Well, I gave a little tease earlier. Tyler, what did we do last night?
Me?
No, I'll talk about it. It's usually baby Tyler on the show. Yesterday, it was baby Nick because I went to my first ever hardcore music show.
Hardcore music show, yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, it was Nick's first hardcore show. We went to see friends of the show, Apex Predator. They were in town, kind of. They were in San Fernando, which is not really in town. But it was fun. It was a good set. Nice to see the fellas.
It was great. If anybody doesn't know, this is Federal Way's preeminent hardcore band. Casey Shaw and Joey Mora, they've been on the show before from Every Movie Is Good. They're both in this band. I don't have much familiarity with hardcore as a concept. And Tyler was great. He texted me about it. We met up outside of the event. And then he was very much my shepherd. He was like, let's go in this corner off the stage.
Wasn't that a good move, Nick?
It was a good move. And I would totally have gone to this concert and gotten moshed on hard without you.
Yes. And we call it a show. Concerts are big. Concerts are big.
Yeah, for sure.
This was a DIY show. This was a DIY space in it's a record store with a stage in the back. It's pretty sick.
So Tyler ushered me off to the corner of the stage and we moved a little bit closer to the wall as the show went on. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. I loved it. Those guys are really amazing musicians.
Yeah, they were going for it. It was sick.
It was great. I am wearing an Apex Predator hoodie for their band, Jesus Wept.
That's the name of the album.
Sorry. Yeah. And it's a picture. There's a patch of Jesus with crosshair on his face. And I don't consider it sacrilegious. No, I like it.
It's pretty cool. I got some socks of the sniper, I guess, doing that.
Those guys are great. I was extremely impressed. I really liked it. I didn't go deaf. I didn't get punched in the face. I was jamming out there.
Yeah. It's the old style of hardcore dancing is back at this style of hardcore shows. It's a little like more tough guy than the usual hardcore show that I'm going to, but I like this style too. It's fun, you know, every now and again. And they're doing the old school hardcore dancing. They are flailing around with their limbs, and the goal is to sort of you know, get out some aggression by hitting your neighbor.
Yeah, I was confused. I didn't understand it.
You did ask me, what is the point of dancing like that?
Uh-huh.
And I said, I don't know. I don't remember what I said to you, but I don't know. It's just aggression. Just getting it out. It's the style of the show. Yeah.
Yeah, people doing spin kicks and like running from one side of the mosh pit into the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seemed pretty cool, though. When we got to the event, there was a little bit of an incident that we missed.
Yeah.
Joey said that somebody got moshed on too hard and it hurt their feelings. okay. That was his exact wording.
Yeah.
But yeah, nobody got their feelings hurt in Apex Predator.
No.
I loved it. I go to like one concert a year, Tyler.
Right. And this wasn't one of them because this was a show.
Yeah. Right. I did go to a Neon Trees concert this year, and then I went to this show.
Yeah. There you go.
How many people you need to go from show to concert?
I think it's the venue.
Oh, I see. So like if Bob Dylan played at the same venue, it would be a show.
I think so. If he's playing in the back of a record store, I'd call that a show. If he's playing the Hollywood Bowl, that's a concert to me.
Right. Cool. Yeah, we settled it.
Yeah.
It's a show.
Now
it's
are you
don't call it a concert.
Are you gonna, did this inspire you, or are you gonna become like a mosh guy now?
More of a smosh guy than a mosh guy.
Oh, nice. Shout out to our friends.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a hardcore mosh man now.
Mm-hmm. That's what I like to hear. Or have you been practicing picking up change at all? That's one of the moves. That's what one of the moves are called. It looks like they're picking up change.
Can you show me?
Windmill. Can I show
you?
Yes.
No. I saw some windmills yesterday.
Spin kicks are good. I just want you to be practicing all of these. If you're gonna bust them out, you gotta look like you know what you're doing. So I would practice on your roommates or you know, just in the living room somewhere where it's communal, you know. I'd put like maybe a set on YouTube of something, you know. So just to give it a little more of a vibe of the show. And then, yeah, just practice on your roommates. Sort of, you can crowd kill. You can practice crowd killing your roommates. They're not going to be mad at you forever, you know.
What's crowd killing?
Just intentionally hitting your roommate in the head, you know.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Helldivers. That's what I do in that game too.
Yeah, that's you're halfway there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I guess you might be the Moss Man, but I'm the Mosh Man.
That's fair. I'll take it.
Guitar Hero 3 was developed by Neversoft.
More like Never Hard, dude.
I wouldn't know.
All right.
I think this game is great. The PS3, Xbox 360, and Windows versions included Bret Michaels from Poison, but only as a non-playable character.
An NPC?
Yeah. Remember that video of him hitting his head on the stage?
Yeah. See that? Yeah.
I think he got like actually hurt during it.
Yeah, I remember because he's sitting on the stage. Or he's walking on the stage and he's like, and as I was an ambassador for the It's a small world. Oh, good Lord! And he hits his head on the stage.
Steps on a rake. And then another one. And another one. In the Guitar Hero games, you push buttons on the guitar controller, and then you also hit the strum bar while holding down the corresponding colored fret buttons. If the player uses the standard controller instead of the guitar controller, the correct buttons seem to be pressed, but the player is not required to strum.
Wow. And he wasn't reading anything. His eyes were closed.
Just remembering. Mm-hmm. I memorized the Wikipedia page before this episode.
Wow, he's off book.
I was never the best Guitar Hero player. I am not the kind of person who always wants to do the most difficult difficulty level in a game. I will happily do like an easier, a medium, just to have some fun with it, try to get 100% in those. But there are some banger songs in here. We got to talk about these songs, Tyler.
Yeah.
My favorite song is...
Before I forget... By Slipknot. Sorry, it was a little misdirect.
I actually do kind of like that song. These games have this effect where if you play a song enough times, I think you can kind of appreciate it, even if it intellectually, you know, it's not that good. Like, who could I really dunk on right now?
Slash?
No, I like him. A Miss Murder by AFI.
Hey!
Post-hardcore.
They were East Bay hardcore, my friend.
I'm a huge fan of them, actually. Lay Down by Priestess. I kind of like that song, too.
We got Holiday in Cambodia was on this. Forget about that.
Yeah.
I'm glad Pol Pot made it as a reference in Guitar Hero 3.
It's a strange, lyrically strange choice for the game, but it is a banger song.
It's a great song. Yeah.
Barracuda by Heart.
We got Cherub Rock by Smashing Pumpkins. Pretty fun.
Cherub Rock, Bulls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine. That's one of my favorites. Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson. That is a really long guitar solo.
Yeah. I'm a Sabbath man myself. Is Paranoid my favorite Black Sabbath song? No, but it's a great riff.
No, I even at the time I was like, really? Paranoid?
Yeah.
You're not going to give me a little song called Crazy Train?
By Ozzy Osbourne, not even Black Sabbath. I was going to do a real one. And what I'd love to play on a Guitar Hero one day? Mm. Supernaut.
Nice.
Yeah, it'd be a sick one.
There's one game that this, or one song that this game was very much known for, and that is Dragon Forces Through the Fire and Flames, which I covered in the opening notes of this episode.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, it's a super awesome British power metal song. They had a guitarist named Herman Lee who would put in like video game sounds. So there are like Mario sounds and stuff in that song, which is really cool in my opinion.
Yep.
Video games and music together. Really cool.
Sabotage by Beastie Boys. That is a pretty sick one.
That's Captain Kirk's favorite song.
Is that true?
In the reboot movies, it comes up a few times. He listens to it while he rides his motorcycle, and then they play it in the climactic battle scene of Star Trek Beyond.
Is that true?
It actually is true.
I'm glad, speaking of hardcore, I am glad bands are starting to cover Beastie Boys again. Because Beastie Boys originally a hardcore band before they did hip-hop.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Whoa.
They were like an 80s hardcore band.
Oh. That's a career pivot, huh?
Yeah. Sabotage, what I put, I respect it in this game. You know what I would love to play in a future Guitar Hero?
Story of My Life by Social Distortion.
No, another Beastie Boys song. I'd like to play the song Gratitude by Beastie Boys. That's a good one.
Gratitude.
I so much to say. Let's go gratitude. And that's right.
I just can't tell you how much it annoys me that kids' movies keep putting No Sleep Till Brooklyn in movies.
Yeah.
That's in the Mario movie. It's like, it's so annoying. It's in everything.
Put gratitude in there.
Yeah. See, I agree with you. Or Cool Thing by Sonic Youth.
Or just put in Suck My Kiss for once.
I always like to play the bass. I got a bass in my room still. That my friend's girlfriend he took from her when they broke up. And
you know what? Weirdly, I have one of those.
Really?
In my room currently too. Yes.
What if we made a band
with just basses?
Yeah, but like the X's bass. That's her name.
The X's bass.
X is bass.
The ex-girlfriends is and it's you and me and five other dudes with the same in the same position.
That's kind of funny and ironic.
Mm-hmm. God, welcome to the jungle. More like welcome to freaking hell on earth. I have to hear that song again.
Rock you like a hurricane. More like rock you like a snorkeling.
And when I did the puke sound to Suck My Kiss by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, I meant it.
What?
Yep, I hate them. I think they're a terrible band.
They're from here?
Yeah, unfortunately. And they won't let you forget it.
You would have loved to see them go out just naked and wearing socks when they first started. Admit it.
I would. Do you want me to admit that I would have loved that?
Admit it!
I wouldn't have. I would have puked even back then, and not at the socks, just the music.
What?
Just Tyler, the guy's voice.
Don't even say that. You're going to make me do a Dragon Ball style fight with you.
No, we already did that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Slow
Ride by Foghat. I think that might be the first song you can play.
Yeah.
It's very slow and simple.
Did they ever have AC/DC on a Guitar Hero? They must have.
They must have, right? If not Guitar Hero, I'm sure Rock Band. I'm sure some of our listeners are screaming. Of course they did. Guitar Hero 5 was the AC/DC edition of the game. I really wanted the Beatles Rock Band. I didn't get it.
That's where you and I differ, my friend.
You got it?
No, I didn't want it at all.
What?
Yeah. We talked about this when the two old queens were on.
Oh.
Mark Rennie and
John Flynn.
John Flynn.
Very funny.
I believe Mark Rennie made a bit, which is something I've said in the past myself, but he said it first on the pod, which was ABBA better than the Beatles, and I do agree with that. And I'm sure there's a rock band that is just ABBA.
I found this. There is a game called Guitar Hero AC/DC. This is from the Guitar Hero Fanon Wiki. I believe This is a fan-created game.
They do that a lot now.
It's kind of cool. It says it has Back in Black by AC/DC, Thunderstruck by AC/DC, Axel F by Crazy Frog, I Like It Like That by Cardi B, meme songs, TikTok songs, and K-pop songs. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. Sorry, I'm deleting a bunch of stuff.
What are you deleting?
A bunch of old files, so this gets saved to my computer.
Oh no. Okay.
All right. And we're back.
When You Were Young by The Killers. This is another thing I've always been a little embarrassed by, but games like this definitely introduced me to artists. Like, this is the time when
this introduced you to The Killers, huh?
I think so. Because
were you not listening to the radio once?
Honestly, not that much. But this was 2007. I was starting. I was in seventh grade, I believe, and I just started listening to bands like, you know, I love seventh grade. Slipknot, Disturbed.
I was almost out of high school. That's crazy.
Dream.
They would play these at parties when I went to high school in Orange County for like a year and a half, 2 years.
What
obnoxious.
Did you... It was obnoxious?
Yeah, because everybody was really good at the parties and they would give you so much shit if you were bad at it. It was like it replaced beer pong for quite a long time at like a high school party.
What would you do if you if someone was like, hey, get in here, Schnip. We need you.
Schnip. Yeah. Schnip, get in here. Fucking you and I, fog hat expert.
Oh, I shudder at the thought.
Uh-huh. And if I and whoever you would like duel each other on expert, and whoever lost, you'd have to give it up. But they would give you I remember people being really mean about you not being good at expert on there.
It's hard. What are you gonna do?
I think I got good at it because I was going to these parties on the weekend where I was like, I can't look like an idiot.
Yeah, get good, nerd.
And I did.
It wasn't as much Guitar Hero at parties, but I definitely remember at school parties in particular, they would set up Rock Band on in front of a projector and people would just cycle in and out and you'd have your friends and my buddy Reed Dole, who's a bonk boy, he would always sing Bob Testify. Olson. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he's 78 years old, my friend.
That's how old Bob Dole's kid would be.
Testify. I always think Rage Against the Machine is a fun one to play because somebody, whoever does the vocals, just kind of gets to scream on it.
Yeah.
When I go out with past guests of the show, D. Frew, Dan Frost, we often, I don't know if often, but occasionally we'll go to like this bowling alley in Federal Way, Washington, shout out. And for a long time, they had a guitar.
Or
they unfortunately don't have Apex Predator on the Guitar Hero machine at the bowling alley. But he would
imagine if they had that. Jesus Wept on there.
Oh, if only. That'd be cool. They should. They should, right?
They should.
Do it.
Yeah. We get some pull tabs at the bowling alley in Washington State.
Yeah. I feel like this game really popularized Schools Out by Alice Cooper, or revitalized it.
I think it. I don't think that thing ever went away. I'll be honest, Nick.
Really?
Yeah, it's been around for too long. Let me tell you what.
Too long.
Yeah,
it's only existed since 1972. here are some of the songs that are bonus songs.
Yeah, list them off here.
Can't Be Saved by Senses Fail. That's an emo song. I don't know most of these. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, and I am fighting every urge to not be annoying about subgenres right now. It's actually not emo, but it should.
This one I remember, FCPR Remix by The Fall of Troy. That's a post-hardcore song.
In a way, he's right. Yeah.
I'm in the Band by Helicopters, Hard Rock, Prayer of the Refugee by Rise Against. That's, of course, melodic hardcore. And yeah, Through the Fire and Flames by Dragon Force. That's power metal.
Yeah.
This band is amazing. You gotta look up Dragon Force. It's so good.
You talking about it, like I've never heard of them before. Of course I have. Past guests of the show, we were talking about them earlier. Charlie Mihalik and like Zach Olsen go and see them whenever they're in town.
Oh, really?
I always see videos of those fools over there.
That's so cool. I got this game on Xbox, or maybe I played on somebody's Xbox or PlayStation at some point, because I definitely do remember Slither from Velvet Revolver. That was another downloadable song. I must have just downloaded this on Xbox at some point, because there were even more extra songs there. They had Jukebox Hero by Foreigner. That's like my favorite song of all time. Peace of Mind by Boston, Dream On by Aerosmith. They had three Dropkick Murphys songs.
That's too many.
I don't think any of them were that one song, though.
No, which is like, that is a fun thing that Guitar Hero sometimes does, is it'll throw in sort of like the not hit by a band who's been bigger.
Yeah, not I'm Shipping Up to Boston.
God. I thank God that didn't exist. That doesn't exist at all, or my high school parties would have been terrible. Worse than they already were.
Maybe this would have made them better. They had all of the songs from Metallica's Death Magnetic album. Judas Kiss, The Unforgiven 3, Day That Never Comes. Are those your favorite songs?
Metallica is, to me, bad band.
What? They're my favorite post-hardcore.
And listen, I'll take it. Do you know that Fortnite has like a Guitar Hero style thing now? Did you mention that earlier?
I do. I think I probably have. I played it recently and it's pretty fun.
God, imagine just to be Peter Griffin up there.
Remember the time we played Stricken by Disturbed?
That's like the time Reptilia by the Strokes.
Yeah.
Oh, Lewis, put on My Name is Jonas by Weezer.
Giggity, welcome to the jungle.
Do your Cleveland.
Not allowed to anymore.
What a shame.
I know.
I heard Luigi was doing that at the Comedy Store.
He was. He tried out for that part.
He tried out for the part?
After it was canceled. It was bad.
Really? Wow. Harold auditions really did him a dirty, huh?
Should we not talk about Luigi? So I'm worried that he's a little litigious.
Yeah, he might be coming for us, you think? If he hears us.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wish we could see what like a day in his life would look like.
I don't want to.
Well, should we fight again?
Yeah, let's fight again.
Okay. What was I mad at you about before?
I think pick a thing, man.
Pick a thing, yeah. Did you say something about Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones?
It's actually pretty nice. Here we go.
Hey, Schnip. Hey, Schnip, get in here. Play Guitar Hero with me.
Yes, sir.
Come here. Hey, dude, pick up the controller. My bro just went to grab another Corona.
Oh, you're sure? You said I couldn't play earlier in the night because I couldn't even do a fog hat on expert.
Oh, yeah, dude, I know. But we're going to do fog hat on expert now. I thought this is a perfect chance for you to show your stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, you do like real music and stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
This game's like just like that, so just do the stuff you do in real life in this game.
Well, I actually play real guitar. It's actually a lot harder to do in real life. You need amps and just gear in general, and you should be changing your strings. You need to, if you want a certain sound,
You don't have to play. I could just if you don't want to.
No, I'll play.
Okay. All right, here we go. Let's see, who do I want to be? I'm looking through the characters list. Oh, I can't play Brett Michaels. He's just an NPC. What?
Does this thing have facial recognition or something? It won't stop putting the top hat on my character.
Oh, that's a good look for you. You should put that on real life.
What the hell? Willy Wonka? That's not a character in Guitar Hero.
Oh, we got a modded copy, bro. They put Willy in it.
They put Willy in it.
Yeah, your controller is coded to only be Willy Wonka.
Okay.
All right, I'm picking my character. Umlaut. That's my favorite. The Viking guy. All right, get ready. Get ready. Here it comes. Here the first one's come. Boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Scream, scrap, scream.
Ah, dude, I was almost at a perfect rhythm.
I didn't do that. That wasn't me.
Are you even playing a controller, Willy?
What the hell? Looks down. It's a piece of chocolate.
Ah, Willy Wonka's playing the chocolate controller.
No!
Look at him.
Who's that?
Sorry, I think I'm having a heart attack.
You're having a heart attack. You're in college. You're in your first year of college.
Snip, come down here.
Oh my God! Somebody, get help!
There's no time. I need to give you my final words.
Oh my God.
You look like Willy Wonka.
No, that's been said the whole night. That's what you want to say for your last words?
You should become him.
No, how? I don't. He's a fictional character that's like very over the top.
Wear the top hat. Do the pratfall when he enters a room.
Oh my God. Okay, does anybody want to play Guitar Hero with me?
Latte for Willy Wonka?
Look behind me.
Wonka, me. Willy Wonka.
I said my name was Schnip, so there's no way they could be talking about me.
They write the right name on it. I see Willy Wonka in the back of the store. It must be him.
Hey, I think they might be talking to you, bud. See, I'm talking to you. Slash. I think they might be talking to you. There's no way they're talking about me. I give them my name. It's Schnip.
I don't think so. I'm Slash.
Well, let's see who else they call out.
Tom Morello. Latte for Tom Morello.
Yo, that's me. Thanks.
Wonka, Willy Wonka.
Can't be me. I'm starting to sweat here.
Your vanilla foam on your cold brew is melting.
That is what I ordered.
Maybe I'll just sip a little off the top of it.
Is that barista sipping a drink up there?
I'll never notice if I just take a little bit.
Sorry, excuse me.
Oh, yes. Willy Wonka. I got a latte up here.
You might have gotten my name wrong. It's not quite me. Ooh, trip.
Oh, he just fell on his face, embarrassingly.
I was going to do a pratfall.
This human is pathetic and weak.
Who's that?
Cold brew for Lazelle.
Thank you.
Willie, you good down there, dude?
Sorry. Sorry, I did just see you take a sip of my drink.
Oh, this is you. Sorry, you weren't responding when I was making direct eye contact and calling your name.
Well, because it was a different name. Actually, Schnip.
Schnip. Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah, here's your drink.
Could you make another one? I did watch you sip it.
I'm sorry?
I don't think that's unreasonable to ask. I did just see you sip it.
Okay.
And I think I even heard you say out loud that you didn't think anybody could see you, and I clearly could.
Work in the customer service industry long enough, you're going to run into bad customers. Yeah.
I tipped you $5.
No problem. Okay, let's fire up another vanilla cold brew.
Thank you. And it's Schnip, just so you don't say call me Willy Wonka in a crowded coffee shop.
Okay. Sorry, sir. It's going to be a minute or two.
Okay. Yeah, I can wait.
Our guy makes the drinks a huge Willy Wonka fan. He's crying right now.
He's crying?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he styled his whole life after Augustus Gloop. So I think he really thought you were the real one and was really disappointed to find
that
out
character,
you're not.
Huh?
Yeah. I know. He's the first kid to disappear during the factory tour, but he made an impression.
Okay. Well, cool.
Sorry, my manager, it sounds like he wants to speak with you.
Me?
Yeah.
Hey, what's the matter with you? It's me, Luigi.
Okay. I didn't do anything wrong. What's the matter with me is really nothing.
Oh, me neither. That's why I work at Starbucks now, instead of having a Netflix special.
Instead, oh my god, that's right. You were doing offensive stand-up for a while.
With just a couple of guys who didn't do anything wrong.
With me? Well, I wouldn't put myself in the same
Luigi
category as you.
Luigi and Willy Wonka! Willy Wonka!
Okay, everybody's looking at me. I just wanted a remake, and I just didn't want any of the employees to be sipping my drink, calling me a name that I would consider offensive just because I have curly hair.
Cold brew for Schnippy Wonka.
Schnippy Wonka. It's not Schnippy Wonka.
Sir, you're causing a scene.
I'm causing a scene. There's
just to get out of here, you mushroom eating freak.
Excuse me.
Oh, Luigi's going on another rant.
That is offensive, sir.
Oh, if I eat mushrooms all day long, everybody laughs at you.
Hey, sorry, it's me, Davey Havoc from AFI. Is my drink ready?
Yes, sir.
And?
Thank you.
No, that's... I just wanted to make sure what the drink was.
Vanilla cold brew.
Thank you.
Extra foam.
Extra foam? I'm vegan!
Oh, no! Sorry, sir. We'll make you a new one right now. I'm so sorry.
Yes, let me give you an extra cape, Kapapa, too.
That's not vegan. I'm...
Oh, vegan, you probably want a mushroom or something.
Okay, and now I'm starting to think this place is not a safe space.
Bah, you're telling me. Hey, Willie, you gotta go. We called the cops.
What, not me?
Yeah. Causing a scene. You're getting everybody all riled up.
I'm causing a scene. Lazelle's got three cake pops in her nose.
Nick and Tyler, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
thanks.
Thank you. That was great. That was great. Look, always a fan to just do the Nick and Tyler episodes. Very fun, very silly. Thank you to Joey and Casey from Apex Predator for putting us on the list at their show.
Yes, thank you. It was very nice. We did pay for a ticket, by the way.
We did. Yes. For real. I still have the receipt. But it was great, and I think music is fun, and I'm going to try to go to more concerts. That's my personal plug.
Okay. Did you mean shows?
Yeah. You can follow Reactivators on social media at Reactivators. You can follow me at Nick_Costanza on X and at Nick Costanza on everything else except Kick Costanza on TikTok. You can look up Nick Costanza. You might find me, but I'm definitely at Kick Costanza on there. But it's okay. Not me. That's the Drone Master's alternate alias. And check out twitch.tv/Nick Costanza. I've been doing some stuff on there. I'm all over the internet. Tyler?
Schnup69 on everything but Instagram, where I'm Tylord SCH. And listen to Patreon. We're part of Super NPC Radio. A lot of good stuff going on over there.
This has been another episode of Reactivators. See you next time
in the jungle, baby. You're gonna die!